One thing right now that I want to chat about is because, you know, when people meet me for the first time, they see, oh, you know, this relatively manly man. Once we get chatting, and you guys know this, though, because I speak about it all the time. Like, one thing people are very shocked and surprised to find out about me is that I'm, like, the biggest Whitney Houston fan in the world. Like, Whitney trumps everyone. I'm a Mariah fan. I'm a Toni Braxton fan. I'm a Mary J. Blige fan. Any soulful black lady, actually, I am a fan. And it really shocks people, and I don't understand why. Because, you know, I'm allowed to have emotion, and I'm allowed to appreciate good voices and good music. Okay? So, this is what I want to chat about with you this morning. I want to ask you the question. What song would people be surprised to know that you like? What song would people be surprised to know that you like? Maybe you're embarrassed of the song and you listen to it by yourself. Maybe you're like a super hairy, muscular, 58-year-old man who drives a tractor for a living, and on that tractor radio, you play this jam the whole time. Ha! A little bit of Spice Girls, and maybe nobody knows. Maybe you keep it quiet. You only play it when you're plowing the fields there on the farm. It's okay. It's okay. You got to shout and let it on out. If maybe you're like a mother of three, you're a school teacher, and you listen to hardcore gangster rap, that's okay too. Drop me a text, please, 076-251-2360 on the WhatsApp line, or leave me a voice note. Let me know what song people you think would be shocked to find out that you like. And, you know, it's okay. You're allowed to. Let me know what type of a person you are. And why you think they'd be shocked. 076-251-2360 on the SMS line. East Coast Radio. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh. East Coast Radio. It's Old School Sunday right here on East Coast Radio. Okay, so chatting to you about the songs that you think people will be shocked to find out that you listen to or hear. I am loving the stuff that's coming through, man. Listen, we're being proud, loud and proud. That's what it's all about. Prince coming through saying, I think people would be shocked that I like Donnie McClurkin because I'm one of those savage people. I hardly show emotions. I'm going to Google that song just now, my friend. I'm going to listen to it because I have no clue who Donnie McClurkin is. Yup. Hey, bro, I'm a rocker like Sisters of Mercy, Pearl Jam, Guns N' Roses. My silent song is, yo, Celine Dion, Think Twice. What's your name, dude? Hold on. Michael. Here's some Celine for you, my buddy. It's a good song. Baby, think twice. Woo! Oh man, there's nothing wrong with liking a little bit of Celine, man. She's a legend. She's an absolute legend. Also coming through on the WhatsApp line, Lloyd, I'm a 25-year-old dude and I like this song. Nobody knows. They do now. I gotta be strong. Just keep pushing on. You know, there's nothing wrong with looking for a little bit of inspiration. This song is inspirational. The Climb from Miley Cyrus. Doesn't matter if you're 25 years old and she was like 16 when she Hannah Montana vibes over here. Ain't nothing wrong. Don't be embarrassed. Kiss from a Rose. Seal coming through as well. Apparently, it makes this person very nostalgic of their childhood love for Batman. Can't hype myself. It's a good song, man. It's done very well. And then a 21-year-old male, 1,000 miles from Vanessa Carlton. You know what? I can't help but think of this movie.
How did you know?
This big beefy dude.
I love this song. Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces past, and I'm homebound.
More music. East Coast Radio. Very quickly though, chatting about the song that you think people will be shocked to hear that you like. NSYNC coming through, Bye Bye Bye. Somebody else saying, as a person who listens to a lot of hip hop rap, Toxic from Britney Spears, this voice note came through.
Hey Ricky, this is Shaz from PNB. I am a typical girly girl and I love rap music. I love DMX, I love Eminem, Dr. Dre, I'm fascinated with rap music, and I love to sing along. I love to learn the lyrics. And
there you go. I mean, nothing wrong with ladies listening to rap. Also, rap is the best music when you're upset to listen to, because it just gets out all that anger. Last one coming through. Hey there. I've never sworn in my life, but I love Snoop Dogg's What's My Name, okay? Who doesn't?
From the depths of the sea, back to the block, Snoop Doggy Dogg, Funky and the Doc, went solo on that ass. What is
it's more music, March.
More music.
East Coast Radio.